This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the Unabridged Millennial here, Mason Vera Payne. Thank you for tuning in. Do you save every email, file, photo, and any other digital item? Do you have files from 3 years ago, but you just don't use them? Chances are you're an electronic hoarder. Joining me today to explain in depth what an electronic hoarder is and how to solve your electronic headaches is President and CEO of Scan My Photos, Mitch Goldstone. Thanks for joining me, Mitch.
Mason, my pleasure. Good speaking with you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I own a company called Scan My Photos. We've digitized over 300 million pictures for people around the world. And it's kind of a very emotional story. When I was 5 years old, I was with my dad at Disneyland, and he was hugging me. And unfortunately, it was my only memory of him because he had passed away 2 years later. And it was at that really early age that I realized how precious a single photo is. And I know everyone listening probably has that special photo, and that's what sparked my passion for photography and helping people to preserve all of those equally precious memories.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful, and that's so true. I mean, there are, like, you can look back at your photos and you'd be like, oh, it takes you back to exactly that day.
Very much so, very much so. And a lot of them are fading away. Mason, I just heard from someone, it's good news, bad news, their house burned down.
Oh, no.
And they said the good news is that we had digitized all their pictures. And so I think that was good news. But the Weather Channel did a story after a hurricane. This woman was just crying, and she lost everything. They were going through all the wreckage from it. And it was so heartbreaking for me, too, because we could have helped her save all of those memories from a natural disaster.
You know, there are times where you only have a couple of photos, but what happens when you have too much? How do you know when you have too many photos?
Well, that's a good question. With you know, digital e-hoarding, the big issue now is that we have so much junk, so much extra of everything now, where someone could have 5-10 pictures of the same image, or pictures that are blurry, or even of, you know, the screenshot that you took that you used one time. But there's so much clutter from analog photos, from all the photo albums that people have that they never look at, to digital, where you know, in the age of digital hoarding, everything is kept because there's cheap or free storage, which is the foundation of this predicament. And I would say that people are just accumulating so many files, so many emails on their computers and other storage devices.
Do you think it's like harmful to your computer to do that, or should you transfer it to flash drives? Like, how should you store them?
That's a good question. You really need to keep everything off-site. I know it Scan My Photos, where when we digitize people's photos, slides, you know, film, everything, we always ask them to make sure they make extra copies, keep them in a safety deposit box, whether it's a flash drive or DVD, and also store them off-site at a friend or relative's home. But there are a lot of platforms now for storing everything. One of them is a company in California called UpThere, and another is, of course, Google Photos, which we're big fans of, where you can take all of your photos, store them for free at Google Photos. They have something really cool, which is image recognition. So all the pictures of you is going to be categorized, beach pictures, vacation photos. It will recognize if the Eiffel Tower is in a picture. And so it will sort and organize all of those for you.
You know, one of the problems that I have personally is I have so many data disks just all over the place, and I never know when is it an appropriate time to, like, go back, look at the data disk and see if I need it, or, you know, it feels so overwhelming. Like, what can I do to help with that?
It is. I always recommend that everyone set aside a day to delete all unused data. whether it's once a week or once a month, so it doesn't get overwhelming. Because remember that hard drives and email storage is finite, so it's really important to delete duplicate files. A great example, Mason, is music. If you think on your phone or where you keep it, you may have five copies of the same song. So anything that's redundant, trivial, or obsolete, you need to delete.
You know what? Should I be putting things, like, because I was said data disks, and those are CDs. Should I be transferring, like, this stuff to Blu-rays, or should I be getting an SD card or a flash drive?
You can, and, you know, over time, when you think back, way back, you know, to all the prior forms, cassette tapes, to 8-track and everything, they become obsolete, and there's a new generation of storage. DVDs will last, as will flash drives, but the key component, especially with pictures, is the format hasn't changed. It's all JPEG format, so that's really easy. And as part of my reminder for people to set aside a day to update to the latest platform or products that you have.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed my producer does is she likes to put files within files within files. And you know, I sometimes tell her she's way too organized. Can that be a problem too?
Not so much. Actually, she's doing a good job. It's always good to protect and back up. It's when you have those duplicate files and all that it just becomes overwhelming, because remember that, you know, storage is finite, and a lot of people, especially in the age of digital hoarding, are constantly increasing their storage data plans, which costs a lot of money. And they're also never deleting all the trash from their desktop. So when you delete something, it goes to trash. Remember to delete that as well. And even other issues are computer devices become obsolete, and these devices are cluttering up our homes and workspace. Think of your old computers that you have in a closet or downstairs in the basement or such that are never used. So those are important considerations.
Oh, that kind of broke my heart, because I actually do that. I have an old gaming.
What's the oldest thing that you have, the oldest type of obsolete computer device?
It's just an old gaming desktop I had for when I played World of Warcraft, and I was like, you know.
There you go.
I bought it, and it was a lot of money. This was years ago, I think like maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and I spent like maybe $2,000 on it, because I really wanted to. I know, it was a lot. So now I'm like, I don't want to throw it away. I swear, it's still useful, and I know it's not, you know, the graphics. Card is not good.
You know, Mason, a great example exercise is to go to eBay, type that in, and when you realize that there's a market for it for like $5, it's time to get rid of it. I know my first computer at the University of Southern California way back was this compact computer, and it was anything but compact. It was like this massive brick. It was a sewing machine. And like you, yeah, it was so expensive. But I don't even think you could. Well, it's not listed on eBay anymore. So if there's no market for it, it's time to get rid of it. It's just, unless if you're into boating and you need a new anchor.
I think that's the hardest part is when, like, because I know my father, he keeps his BlackBerry, and it doesn't even work anymore, but he keeps it. And I think it's just because it was just so expensive. I mean, it's hard to part with things that are, you know, $400 or $500, or, you know, in my case, $2,000. It's hard to part with that. And it's like, oh, I spent all that money, and, you know, within 2 years, 3 years, it's obsolete. I mean, should we be making smarter purchases, or is this just electronics?
It's technology. I've been going to the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, for 27 years now. When I think back to 1990, the first year, the type of technology and the prices for it are now just obsolete. It's not worth anything. You mentioned that magic number, 2 or 3 years old. If you have an appliance, a device in your appliance drawer that's 2 or 3 years old, and there's nothing but dust on it, it's okay to discard it. It's something that's really important. And even Mason, on your smartphone, think of all the dozens of unfamiliar apps that you may have that you've never used that looked really cool when you signed up for it and you used it once. But if you don't understand what that symbol is on your smartphone for that app and you never use it, delete it. Get rid of all the apps that you never use.
It's funny. A couple of days ago, I was reading on a forum about this guy who found one of those old Gateway computers. He went and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna update it just for, you know, shits and giggles." And it ended up taking the update took up the entire hard drive.
Whoa!
I was like, how small of a hard drive was that?
Indeed, that's why it's so important to unclutter and organize all the data, all the devices too, and it makes it really, really easy for that. We just posted it, Scan My Photos, on our blog, several tips and advice for your listeners too, especially about how to get rid of things. There's a great professional organizer. His name's Andrew Mellon, and he shares this story. This isn't on the digital side, but he said, look in your kitchen, and if on your kitchen count you have decades, a library worth of cookbooks, that the only time you used it is when you bought it, donate it. It's time. And it's that, Andrew's brilliant, and it's so simple but true. If you have something that's just gathering dust, it's time to get rid of it. It's okay to go online and see if there's a market to sell it, or certainly to donate it to a charity, but make sure it's something of quality. You don't want to donate something that is so obsolete no one else can use it.
Well, thanks so much for joining me, Mitch. Where can people find you at?
Oh, sure. It's at scanmyphotos.com, and we have all the information there on the analog side for analog hoarding to digitize all your photos and slides and memories. And this is a little shocking, but once you scanned all of those pictures, it's okay to discard not the most special ones, like me, of course, with my dad at Disneyland, but all those others. Clean that up, because now it's all digitized and you could save it online. It's really easy.
Thank you for joining me, Mitch, and giving advice on how to solve e-hoarding.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.